We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
You know, there is three things that really scares me, guys and broads. Snakes, Myrtle's mother, and the dentist. Now, snakes you can usually avoid, because they is more scared of you than you is of them. Myrtle's mother, unfortunately, is unavoidable, and she ain't scared of nothing. The dentists, that's another matter altogether. Hey, you guys, did you ever do any boxing as a kid? Now, I quite enjoy the noble art, but before you steps in the ring, you know that in the next 5 minutes or so, you was going to get hurt. Well, the same is true of dentists, because when you was sitting in their waiting room, you know that in the next half hour or so, you was going to get hurt. And there ain't nothing you can do but just sit there and try and look interested in all them magazines that was new when George Washington was a kid. Now, dentists is what the McGillers all about tonight. It all starts 1 a.m. when I is driving with a fare down Fifth Avenue.
Ah, I's afraid you're going to be late. Traffic gets heavier every day.
Well, it's better to be late than the late.
Huh? How'd you mean?
Well, if I was dead, I'd be the late Christopher Meade. This way, I'm just Christopher Meade late for an appointment, which is better than the late Christopher Meade.
Hey, that's good. Ha ha. It's better to be late than the late. Hey, I gotta remember that. Nah, I'm afraid, though, you was gonna be the late Christopher Meade. Come on, come on. We ain't gonna no funeral. Come on. Ah, that's better. Now we can get moving a bit until we're held up by the next lights. Hey, it's warm for September, ain't it?
Sure is.
Real Indian summer we is having.
Yeah.
Hey, I suppose that if the Indians has a late summer, they calls it the American summer.
Quite probably.
Hey, that was close. Did you see that woman driver? Did you see that? How about that? She had the indicator out to show she was going right, then she went right. You can never tell with them women drivers. Uh-uh. Now we got caught by the light. I'm sorry, Mr. Meade, but you can see the traffic for yourself.
Don't worry, I'm only meeting my ex-wife. I don't mind keeping her waiting. She kept me waiting often enough.
Well, if yous ain't worried, I ain't. Oh, boy, that's all I need. Some jerk has crashed into the back of my cab. Hey, you blind or something?
Hold on, I'll be with you in a minute. What was that you said?
I said you blind or something?
No, I ain't blind.
Ain't you got brakes?
Yeah, I got brakes.
Okay. If you ain't blind and you got brakes, how come you goes into the back of my cab?
I'm sorry, it's my fault, I know. Well, there's no need to be rude.
Who's talking about being rude? There I is. Very quietly waiting at the lights when someone rudely crashes into the back of me. Now, who's talking about being rude?
I am. Now, watch it, mister.
Now, he tells me to watch it. You was the one who should watch it. If you was watching where you was going, you wouldn't have gone into me.
Look, stop bugging me, will you? I said I was sorry.
Now, I'm bugging him. You was the one who's bugging me, mister. You bugged me the moment you came into my life. The moment your buggy banged into me. Who's bugging who?
For the last time, I'm telling you, if you don't knock it off, I'm going
to... Oh, knock it off now, is it? You nearly knocked me off. And the late Mr. Christopher Meade.
Okay, you asked for it.
Now I asked to have my cab get it all over. Ooh.
Hey, you shouldn't have done that.
Are you complaining or something?
No, I ain't complaining, but you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, I guess I shouldn't, but he was niggling me. Look, here's my card. I'll pay for the damage to his fender and for any dental treatment he needs.
He assaulted me. He assaulted me.
Look, I'm sorry. I'll pay for all the damage caused.
Well, why don't you say so in the first place?
We better move on. We're holding up the traffic. I've given your fare my card. Phone me. I'll fix everything up.
Yeah, but listen, what about my face?
What's your faith got to do with it?
Not my face. My face.
Oh, your face. I'm afraid there's nothing much I can do about that, but I'll pay your dental bill.
Wise guy, huh?
We better get on. My ex-wife's waiting.
Okay, let's go. I'll give you a ring, and don't be surprised if you hear from my solicitor. Mister, but he was going to be later than ever now.
That's okay by me, as long as we get there.
Okay. I better call control and report the accident.
Yeah, I suppose you better.
Calling control. Come in, please.
Hi, Chuck. Micah speaking.
Hi there, sugar. Look, I had a slight accident. Some geezer crashed in the back of my cab.
Oh, you okay, honey?
Sure, I'm fine.
Yeah, but your speech sounds funny. You sure you didn't get hurt in the accident?
No, I didn't get hurt in the accident. but the geezer who crashed into me gave me a knuckle sandwich in the mouth.
Sure you're okay?
Sure I is. Takes more than a knuckle sandwich to get Chuck Edwards down.
Well, you take care, won't you?
Sure, honey. I'll see you this evening. Bye, sugar.
Bye, Chuck.
Look, I'm not supposed to advertise in my profession, but it so happens that I'm a dentist. Since I feel partly responsible for your accident, I'll fix your teeth up free of charge. Look, here's my card, and here's the card of the guy who bumped into you.
Okay, thanks, mister, but no thanks.
Yeah, but you've got to get your teeth straightened.
No, I ain't. Look, Chuck Edwards is no coward, mister, but one place you was never going to get me is inside a dentist surgery.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm trying the bottle.
Did he hurt your back?
Ah, it's okay. Oh, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar in supper time. No, it don't hurt too much. Just spitting and whistling ain't all that easy.
There you are, honey. Now, what does I look like?
Oh, Chuck, what's he done to you?
He just smacked me in the mouth. I'll be okay in a couple of days.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Red. Hi there.
Hey, Chuck, what's all this about you being in a fight?
Your guy crashed into the back of Chuck's cab and plants him one.
Nobody does that to my buddy.
Well, this guy did.
Wish I'd been there. I'd have shown him no one hits my buddy. You sought him out?
Well, he wasn't too happy when I left.
Oh, you punched him back, huh?
No.
Kicked him, maybe?
No.
Gave him the old karachi chop?
No.
What did you do, Chuck? What made him so unhappy?
Well, he has to pay the damage to my cab and the damage to my face.
You mean your pride, Chuck, not your faith.
No, Red, when Chuck says face, he means face. He's got a lisp now because his teeth were loosened.
You got a lisp now, Chuck?
Yes.
You said yes instead of yes.
Well, sure I did.
No, you did it again. You said, sure I did instead of sure I did.
So what?
You done it again, Chuck. You done it again. You said so what instead of so what.
Knock it off, will you?
You didn't, then.
I didn't what?
You didn't lisp, then. You didn't lisp when you said knock it off, will you?
Well, of course I didn't, knucklehead. There ain't no S's in that.
T-H-A-T. Yeah, you're right, Chuck. There's no S's in that.
When I said there were no S's in that, I didn't mean there was no S's in that. I meant there was no S's in knock it off, will you?
Knock it off, will you? Yeah, you're right, Chuck. There's no S's in that, and there's no S's in knock it off, will you? Oh, I get it. For you to lisp, the word's got to have an S in it.
Oh, boy. You certainly is a genius, Kowalski.
Kowalski's got an S in it. You said Kowalski instead of Kowalski. Gee, this is fun. Let's find some more words with S's in them, huh?
How about she sells seashells on the seashore?
Yeah, that's a great one, Michael. Say she sells seashells on the seashore, Chuck.
Seashells on the seashore.
Hey, that was a good one, Michael. Think of another one.
All day long, she sews and sits and sits and sews and sits, sitting in the shoeshine shop.
Gee, that's a beauty, Michael. I don't know how you think of them. Say, Chuck, listening, all day long, she sews and sits, sits and sews and sits, sitting in the shoeshine shop. Be very careful, Chuck.
Oh, boy. All day long, she sews and sits, sits and sews and sits, sitting in the shoeshine shop.
Hey, I got another one, Chuck. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. See that?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper.
Wasn't so good.
Plus it wasn't. It didn't have any S's in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, you pair of lame brains. Let's forget about the lid, shall we? I'm going to get a beer. How about you, Michael?
Oh, thanks, Chuck. I'd love one.
Red?
Thanks. Chuck.
Okay, I'll get him.
Hey, Michael, Chuck will have to go to the dentist to get his teeth fixed.
Yeah, he won't go.
But he'll have to go. Everyone will start laughing at him. I don't mind people laughing at me. I'm used to it. But Chuck's not going to like it. Not in the least.
You won't get Chuck to go to no dentist. He ain't been to one for years. Keeps putting it off. You know, I think he'd prefer to have dinner with my mother than go to the dentist.
I wouldn't.
What do you mean by that?
I likes going to the dentist. I likes your mother, too, and her cooking. But I likes going to the dentist more.
Oh, how come?
Well, the dentist, you see, always gives me a piece of quicksilver. You know, mercury. Puts it on my hand and you can't catch it. You think you're going to, but you never does. You chase it round and round the palm of your hand, and just when you think you got it, it slips through your fingers onto the floor. And you never find it again. Now, your mother never gives me quicksilver. Just gives me indigestion.
How does she now?
Myrtle, how are we going to make Chuck go to the dentist?
Well, he won't go, I tell you.
But he must. I don't want to share an apartment with a guy who lisps. People will start getting ideas. Besides, you don't want a fiancé that lisps. Chuck Edwards, do you take Myrtle Smedley to be your lawful wedded spouse? Yes, I take Myrtle Smedley to be my lawful wedded spouse. No, Myrtle, you don't want no fiancé that lisps.
Yeah, I guess you're right. How are we going to get him to go?
Go where, Myrtle?
To the dentist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. If we laughs at Chuck every time he lisps, he'll get so angry with us and himself, he'll go.
Go where, Myrtle?
To the dentist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll deliberately make him say words with S's.
Right. That settles this. And here he comes now.
Here's your beer, Myrtle.
Oh, thanks, Chuck.
Here's your beer, Red.
Thanks, Chuck. You know, Chuck, wouldn't you say that this beer is the most thirst-quenching, delicious, super-satisfying you've ever sipped?
I don't know about that.
No, you must admit, it's super-satisfying sipping it.
In all probability.
Wouldn't you say possibility?
No, probability.
Oh.
Hmm. You know where I'd like to go for our honeymoon, Chuck?
Nowhere.
I thought we might go on a Mississippi steamboat.
Yeah, what for?
I would like to go on your honeymoon on a Mississippi steamboat.
Would you now?
Chuck.
Okay, you go.
Go where, Chuck?
On that boat you mentioned.
Chuck.
Yeah, Myrtle?
I'd like to go someplace under sea to swimming and sunbathing.
And fishing and skiing.
Okay, okay, that's enough already. This beer is the most super satisfying I've ever sipped. I think a Mississippi steamboat is my idea of paradise. I love the sea because I love swimming, sunbathing, skiing, and fishing. And I'll go to the dentist tomorrow on one condition.
What's that?
You two comes with me. Okay, some broads. The next day, we drives in Red's cab to the dentist. We goes in Red's cab because I is too nervous to drive. Being so scared of dentists, you see. Michael holds onto my hand and we drives there in state. Red parks his cab and we walks up the stone stairs to the dentist's consulting rooms. We could have gone in the elevator, but there ain't no S's in the elevator. Outside Dr. Christopher Meade's surgery, there's a sign saying, press the bell and enter. So we presses the bell and we enters.
Oh, here we are then, Chuck. It won't be long now.
No, I suppose not.
Soon you'll be sitting in the dentist's chair. He'll drill a little here, drill a little there, pull a tooth here, pull a tooth there. And in no time at all, you'll be speaking normal again.
Will you cut it out, Kowalski?
No, he won't cut it out. He'll pull it out.
Put a sock in it, will you?
No, they won't put a sock in it. He may use gas, but he won't put a sock in it.
No, Red. What Chuck wants you to do is change the subject. He wants to forget about being in the dentist's waiting room.
Oh, I see. He don't want to be reminded of drills and extractions and and injections and cavities and decay.
Oh, no.
Okay, I won't mention drills and extractions and gas and injections and cavities and decay.
No.
You don't want me to mention drills and extractions and gas and injections and cavities and decay. I won't mention drills and extractions.
Come on, Kate. Shut up.
Yeah, sure, Chuck. Anything you say.
Oh, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but the doctor won't be long now.
Thanks, miss. You can tell him he can be as long as he likes.
Fine. Just take a seat, all of you, and I'll call you when he's ready.
It's all right. We ain't in no rush.
Okay, then. Make yourselves comfortable and browse through the magazines.
Okay. Let's look at the magazines.
They're no good, Chuck. They don't have true romance or pictures.
No, but there are plenty of funnies, Red.
True, true, but I read them all when I was a kid.
Oh, you're right. They're pretty old.
Hey, you know that Superman? He must be over 50 now.
No, he's not. Look at him. He's about 25.
He may look 25, but in fact, he's over 50. Just remarkably well-resigned.
You mean pre-sight?
That's when you get what's coming to you.
That's desight.
That's a pudding.
That's desight.
That's a Sahara.
That's a desert.
Desert, desert, what's the difference? Anyway, you usually play this game with me, Chuck. Why ain't you playing it with me?
There is too many S's in the conversation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Say, it's pretty boring waiting in a dentist's waiting room. I mean, what do you do while you wait? There ain't no tea or coffee. The funnies is so old, I read them as a kid. There's no other people waiting to be drilled or extracted. So why ain't there other people waiting, too? I don't think this Christopher Meade can be a good dentist.
Why'd you say that?
Well, if he was a good dentist, there'd be other people waiting, too. You can't see dentists for months nowadays. How come Chuck sees this one straight away?
Oh, he's probably just set up his practice.
Oh, a beginner.
Well, maybe he's recently moved here.
Because the business was so bad at his last place.
Possibly.
Looks like he'll have to move again. Hey, Chuck, maybe he's a dentist with a shaky hand. Can't keep the drill steady. You know?
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind a dentist with a shaky hand because I always have gas, you see.
Look, just stop gassing, will you? Do something. Read the funnies.
I read them already.
Okay, then just shut up.
Business is looking up. You mean I'll be such a bad dentist? On the other hand, this guy's probably in such pain he didn't care who he went to. Probably went to the first dentist who would have him. You got a toothache, huh?
Yeah, terrible.
Do you care for a chocolate?
No, thanks.
They're nice. It's a chocolate-covered toffee. Or is it toffee-covered chocolate? No, it's a chocolate-covered toffee. You care for one of them?
No, thanks.
How about a nougat? Would you care for a nougat? It's chocolate-covered too?
Oh, no, thanks. Not for this tooth.
How about cracknell or lime fondant? I know, a strawberry cream.
None of them, thanks. I just want to see the dentist.
You been coming here long?
No, this is my first appointment.
See what I mean, Myrtle? It's his first appointment. Probably his last.
Will you shut up?
Sure, Chuck. Anything you say, Chuck?
Next, please.
This gentleman's before me.
No. It's okay. Go ahead.
But you were before me.
I know, but you are obviously in great pain, and I'm in no pain whatsoever. I can wait.
Oh, gee, thanks. I can't wait to have this tooth pulled out.
Okay, follow me. The doctor will see you now.
Thanks again.
Okay, don't mention it.
You is a coward, Chuck Edwards.
No, I is not, Myrtle Smedley. I was being chivalrous. His need was greater than mine.
I think it was plain cowardice.
No, it was not. It was chivalry. Anyway, I is going to the men's room.
Yeah, well, don't be long.
I won't.
I don't want to be here all day. I'll keep your place in the queue.
Okay, thanks, sugar.
Don't lock yourself in accidentally on purpose.
Does I look the sort of guy who'll do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. See ya.
Do you think you'll ever see him again?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll do what them criminals is always doing.
Oh, what's that?
Climb out of the men's room window, never be seen again.
I don't think he's that athletic.
Yeah, maybe not.
Boy, do I feel a whole lot better.
Hey, that was quick.
Yeah, I was in and out in 30 seconds flat. Thank you, friend. Thank you very much for me, will you? For letting me go in first.
Oh, sure. If I ever see him again.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Bye.
Well, I wish Chuck had been here to see how pleased that guy was.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Next, please.
The guy who's next ain't here at the moment.
Okay, will you come, then?
Yeah, I'll tell the doctor that Chuck's hiding in the men's room. Okay, nice, I'm coming.
Sit down, would you?
Well, I don't see no chairs.
Over there.
In the dentist's chair, you mean?
Oh, that's right.
It's a strange place to have a discussion, but if you say so. I like these chairs, you know. They could go up and down and round and round. You can tilt this way and that way. Yeah, I like them. Oh, there's the bowl with the constant running water and the glass sitting in the middle. Say, you ain't put a little pink pill in it. The fizzes and makes all the water go pink, too. Hey, doctor, you forgot the pink pill.
So we have. Put one in, would you, nurse?
Yes, doctor. There we are.
Oh, there it goes, fizzing away like crazy. Oh, there's the drill. That's the thing that scares most people. Don't scare me, though. I always has gas.
Oh, you always has gas, sir?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it makes me have dreams of beautiful girls. And you get a better class of girls in your dreams than you does in real life.
That's the point.
Oh, there's the light. Just shines in people's faces like they does in the spy movies. Hey, is that light being in spy movies?
Not that I know of. Now, open, please.
Open what?
Your mouth, of course.
Yeah, sure. Wait a minute. I ain't come to the dentist. I came with my buddy. My buddy Chuck Edwards. He's come to the dentist. I came to hold his hand.
Last minute attack of nerves, huh?
What do you mean knives? I ain't got no knives. I ain't frightened of nothing. Dentists, snakes, Myrtle's mother, you name it, I ain't scared of it.
Okay, open your mouth then.
Sure.
Boy, it's difficult to know where to start.
Well, start at the beginning.
Fine, I will. You say you like gas, huh?
Yeah, I loves it.
Okay, nurse, gas, please.
Gas on, doctor.
This is all a mistake. You see, Chuck's the guy who wants to see the... Oh. Hello, Gina Ravavision. It's nice to meet you, Sylvia. Hey, you wouldn't be Claudia Cardinal, would you, by any chance?
So while I is hiding in the men's room, guys and broads, poor old Red gets hauled in and has his moolah seen to. I contemplates climbing out the window, you know. But after about 10 minutes... 20 minutes. I gets my self-respect back. So I goes back to the waiting room and I sits down next to Michael.
Say, Michael, where's Red?
Oh, he went in to see the dentist to tell him you weren't here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But he's been in there for nearly half an hour. I hope he's okay.
The doc's probably pulled all his teeth out by now.
Or probably gassed him, maybe.
Yeah, pulled out all his teeth and gassed him.
Oh, what a lovely talk.
Yeah, too good to be true, though.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, these McAfeens is old.
Yeah.
In this one, I see the Kaiser is dead.
And in this one, Hybert Hoover's been elected.
Oh, boy, they sure is old. Hey, you fancy some gun, honey?
Why not?
Yeah, I think I'll have some, too. Mm. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
What?
Supposing I sticks a piece of gum behind my front teeth. Supposing I does that, maybe I won't lisp anymore.
It's worth a shot anyway.
Okay. Here goes.
You done it, Chuck?
Wait a minute. That's it. Yeah, that feels okay. Say, I wonder if I can speak without a lisp now.
Oh, say, she sells seashells on the seashore.
She sells seashells at the seashore.
Oh, nearly, Chuck, nearly.
You came out before I got to the end. I'll try and wedge it for you. That should do it. Here goes. She sells seashells on the seashore.
You did it.
I sure did, Waito.
You know, that's the finest dentist I ever been to. I met Gina Lara Brigida, Sophia Loren, Claudia Cardinal, Raquel Walsh, Ursula Andress, and Frank Sinatra.
What was Frank Sinatra doing amongst all those beautiful broads?
I don't know. I told him to go away because he kept bugging me.
Oh, and did he?
Sure, everyone does what they're told in my dreams. Hey, Chuck, say that again.
Huh? Say what again?
What you just asked me about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you mean what was Frank Sinatra doing with all those beautiful broads?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
What's what?
You're cured, Chuck, you're cured. You said Frank Sinatra without lisping.
Well, sure I is. It was very easy. All I did was to stick some gum behind my front teeth.
Hey, Chuck, this beer is the most thirst-quenching, delicious, super satisfying I have ever sipped.
This beer is the most thirst-quenching, super-satisfying beer I have ever sipped.
Say Mississippi Steamboat.
Mississippi Steamboat.
Okay, Chuck, you're cured. Now let's get out of here before that dentist gasses you.
Rods, I never does get to see this Christopher Mead dentist guy. Although Red gets his teeth fixed free of charge. Nah, I finds that putting the gum behind my front teeth is working very well. Though sometimes, very occasionally, it does fall out. And then Red says...
Say, Chuck, say Mississippi Steamboat.
And I says, Mississippi Steamboat. And Michael says...
Say, Chuck, say all day long she sews and sits and sews.
And I says, all day long she sews and sews and sits, sitting in the suicide shop. And then they both laughs at me. So what do? I gets myself a new piece of gum.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.